Have you heard the story that's about a guy who lives in a bank that is really close by?
The Capital One Cafe is his home, no doubt, where customers bank and get their cash out.
There's no fees or minimums on checking accounts, so your money stays. Most Capital One Cafes are open all 7 days. This magical place, as some people might call it, is where the Capital One bank guy says,
"What's in your wallet?"
Such a lovely tale.
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
The analysis of the notes with Lucas and Clara from El Comercio from Ecuador.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. We bring you the key insights from your sources, nice and quick. Today, we're jumping into Ecuadorian cinema, specifically a film called Chuzalongo. It's making some serious waves internationally. Our goal here is to sort of unpack why this mix of myth and suspense is actually getting Oscar attention.
It's a really exciting moment, yeah. Chuzalongo, directed by Diego Ortuño.
Yeah.
It first screened in Ecuador back on October 31st, Halloween, actually. What's really grabbed people, I think, is how it blends genres. It's not just one thing. It successfully fuses suspense with a kind of magic, you know? And it's all built around the specific, quite famous, Andean legend.
Right. Okay, so the legend itself, let's talk about that. What's the core story they're working with? The title alone, Chuzalongo, sounds pretty intense.
It is. It centers on the Chuzalongo figure, which comes from 19th century Andean folklore. It's often depicted as this, well, almost alluring but dangerous creature that preys on women who are isolated, like working alone in the fields. The film uses that as a starting point, but then weaves in these really profound ethical questions. It becomes more than just a monster story. It reflects on Ecuadorian culture, historical views.
That sounds like a huge undertaking creatively. I mean, filming on location, using those old haciendas, the landscapes, getting that 19th century feel right. Was that a big challenge? Making it authentic without maybe, you know, alienating people who expect something more polished, more modern?
Well, it seems like it paid off, actually, that authenticity is something critics keep highlighting. Using real locations like Quito and Cayambe just immerses you. It doesn't have that generic, glossy look. And because of that, it feels, well, deeply rooted, palpable even.
And clearly that approach worked beyond Ecuador. The buzz is significant. I mean, we're talking pre-selection for Best International Feature Film at the 2026 Oscars. That's just, that's huge for Ecuadorian cinema.
It absolutely is. And it's not just a sudden thing, right? It shows sustained interest. Before the Oscar news, it was already representing Ecuador at major events. The Premios Goya, the Premios 4K. That was September 2024. And importantly, it picked up a big award, Best Ibero-American Feature Film at the Macabro FICH Festival in Mexico. So there's this pattern of recognition building.
Okay, wow. And getting that kind of recognition often means the film connects across cultures, across languages. The sources mentioned integrating indigenous elements, specifically the Quechua language.
Yeah.
How does that work? Does that make it more powerful or potentially harder for international audiences?
That's actually one of its core strengths, I think. Including Quechua isn't just incidental. It's key to the film's identity. Mm-hmm. It really honors the setting, the heritage. And you see that commitment in the casting, too. They've got established international actors, people like Bruno Odar, Wolframio Senue. But they're alongside indigenous actors making their debut, like Toa Tituanya and Yuat Guitara. It's a statement, really. It says these legends, these voices are vital to contemporary filmmaking.
Exactly. It feels like by doing that, by preserving these legends and connecting different generations of performers and storytellers, Chuzalongo really becomes a benchmark, doesn't it? For contemporary Ecuadorian cinema, using modern techniques to make history feel alive, frankly, exciting.
Mm-hmm, precisely.
So what it really achieves then, it's making global audiences think about traditions, about identity, about historical memory, all through this pretty gripping story. It kind of proves that really specific local stories, when done well, can have massive global appeal.
Yeah, when the storytelling is strong and respects its origins, that connection becomes universal.
Which kind of leaves us with a final thought to chew on, right?
Yeah.
If this film can find such success by bringing a foundational legend to life, how many other crucial national myths from all sorts of cultures are just waiting for that modern, authentic cinematic treatment to connect with new generations? Something to think about. Thanks so much for joining us on this deep dive today. If you enjoyed the analysis, we'd love it if you'd subscribe and maybe share it. Your support really does mean a lot.
Comment, subscribe, and share. More information at www.commerce.com.